noise because it seems like every minute that I let up, the thing starts squeaking so much that I'm not able to talk to you. Now I'm trying to send you a tape, and I'm going to have a lot of problems because of the noise that this thing makes, and I have to do a lot of maneuvering with the mic to get that squeal out of there. Anyway, gee, I read the papers tonight where you're having a lot of rain over there, and the floods are blowing pretty bad, and you are really awash down in part of your town, and I hope that the Rojas Boulevard isn't taking too much of a beating, because that's kind of difficult for you. You can't get out, and you'll have to get yourself a boat, I guess, to make a go of it.
I'll get back to that tape, and it isn't doing much good.
However, I think I'll just run you off 15 or 20 minutes and send it to you anyway, because I can cover a lot of territory, and the other day I cut one and spent almost 25 minutes, and I talked a long time, and I got down to 25 minutes, and the thing broke on me. It stopped working altogether, and I had to dig it out, as I told you in the letter I wrote you, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. I'm looking at the television, and I got my television fixed, and Ali Cassius Clay is having a fight with somebody, and it looks like it looks like he's won, and he's giving it that loud mouth. So my mind is a little bit wandering around, watching television and talking to you, but I'm going to continue to talk real fast until I can keep this crazy thing from acting up, and then I'm going to see if I can't get some sense into this. Now let's talk about my television. I finally found out what's the matter, what happened to my TV, and found out that by George, I had a bad television wire. Now, if I'd have just known to begin with when you were here and had this thing working good, I would have had a new television wire on there, and it looks like and I would have had a new television wire on there, and you could have been watching the television while I was fooling around down on the job, at least from 4 o'clock until about 6, until I got home. Well, I've had a very busy day, and your old husband is really coming along like $1 million. You know what happened to me, honey? I just lost 12 pounds since the time I started dieting until today. I weighed, when I came back, Monday, Tuesday, this is Friday, tomorrow, and on Tuesday I went down and weighed, and I'd lost 10 pounds from the day that I started here 2 days before you left on Thursday, and I lost 10 pounds over the weekend, and today I weighed again, I lost 2 more. So you can see that I'm dieting, and I've lost 12 pounds so far. Boy, I look and feel different, 100% different. My enthusiastic attitude has to be practiced on a little bit, but I'm practicing on it all right, and I think that I'm going to do all right in the long run. I'll give myself another 2 weeks or 3 weeks or another month, and by the time I get back to see you, then I will be in pretty good shape. If I'm not too far gone, they have to fly me back and evacuate me and put me in Clark Hospital. Just hope not. Okay, a couple of things I want to bring out here right now while I'm hustling along, and I'm going to mail this tape tomorrow to you if it works all the way through. If it don't, then you'll never get it, so it won't matter. But it looks like it's working all right now, and it'll play back on this. I don't know how it's going to play back on yours. Now, Marsh Rossler wants to come to Manila with me just to play golf. So on August the 15th, I've put in a request to go back to Manila and visit until for about 6 or 7 days away. That'll be the 15th, and 7 is the 22nd, the following Monday. I'll leave on a Tuesday and come back the following Monday. Ross Marsher wants to come with me as he goes to Taipei. He'll come through Manila and stay with us the night of the 15th, and go back on the 16th in the afternoon. he wants to play golf, and I sure want to play with him. He'd like to. He's not staying long enough to do anything, but if we get in Manila on Tuesday afternoon, we can go out to Bonifacio and go around, and if we can play early Wednesday morning. Now, I wonder if you'd do me a favor, honey. Would you ask, tell Joe that Carl has sent him an invitation to join us golfing with a subtle back that we would like to play at Bonifacio. Bonifacio. We'd like to play at Whack Whack. No, I can't be, there's no more, I couldn't be any more subtle if I, than if I come right out and tell Joe that Marsh is a pretty good hacker. I guess he's shot in a handicap of 8 or 10 or something like that. But he's a real, loves golf, really loves golf. And I'll take him out to Bonifacio on Tuesday afternoon. And I wondered if Joe would be so kind as to have us as guests early Wednesday morning. It's kind of embarrassing to ask such a thing, but I think Joe might understand a couple of old war-worn victims coming in there for just a few hours. And Marshall, if there's an airplane going out there to Taiwan, he'll catch the airplane on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening and go on his way to Taiwan. If they don't have an airplane out at that time, he'll probably have to take it the next day or so. So, would you ask Joe if he'd play golf with us on Wednesday? And you can laugh and say, Carl said he couldn't be subtle enough to, it's obvious that he wants to play out in that big country club, long ball hitters like, and Marsh is a pretty good ball hitter. But he's even going to bring his clubs with him to Manila, and I'm going to bring them back for him when he comes. So now, you might play that over to see if you got it straight, but the facts are that we'll be coming in the 15th, Ross Marshall and myself, and if the thing goes right, we leave here at 11, we should get in about 2, 1, and we should be on the golf course by 2 or 3, and we can play around at Bonifacio. Then, if Joe will play golf with us on Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock, we can get around either Bonifacio or Whack Whack, and then Mike can catch the airplane home that evening if it goes out that evening. You might find out if the plane to Taiwan when it leaves Manila. Mike will be going right up. He's going on his SMA the same as I am. He wears a size 11 shoe, and that's the only thing he don't have. He's going to bring his club with him. Okay, so much for that. Now, I've told you that I've lost some weight, and I told you that I'm put in to come home. I'm afraid to run this tape much longer, but I might as well tell you right here now that I love you like the dickens, and I miss you like everything. We're doing all right on the job. Things are going along real fine. We've had a lot of rain here lately. I don't see anything that's going to disturb too much my peace and tranquility. I'm getting more enthused all the time about everything, and boy, I sure love you, and I sure missed you when you left this last time. Ed Wasiniak said he'd be going over next week, so I'll write you a couple of letters this week and drop them in the mail. I'll drop this tape in the mail tomorrow morning and hope it gets there before I do, but I'll also mail you a couple of letters between now and when Ed goes, and then I'll give you one when Ed goes also, and I'll keep relaying this message that I just told you now about Marsh Rosser coming in with me, and so you should have the story straight by the time we get there. Now, I hope everything's going good with you. I haven't received any mail from you yet, but I haven't had time to let you get settled down there, and you've probably been swabbing out your kitchen and your living room with all this rain going on. The pictures in the paper tonight look real bad about Manila. I don't know whether it's showing Manila or some city in a province, but the whole street's flooded and kids are up to their bellies in water, walking around, and cars look like they're half inundated. So it might be pretty dangerous. But let's see, this thing is still working and turning, so
I'm going to quit right now, and as I say, I can say over this tape a million times more the subjects and talk about a lot of things than I can in the letter. So I really like to use the machine. Tomorrow I'm going to take it and see if I can't get a guy to fix it, and maybe the next tape I send will sound a lot better. Anyway, take good care of yourself, honey, and I sure love you with all my heart, and by George, I wish I had you tonight to squeeze. You'd find that you could squeeze me a lot easier because I don't weigh near as much as I did. I must be down around the 200 mark because I weigh 209 with all my clothes on, and I weighed 220 when I started. So you see how things look for me. Everything is rosy and sweet and lovely, and I love you, honey. Goodbye now. Take care.